Chapter 10. The Hard Facts. The Questionnaire Results. Mike, a patient of mine, has a small garage where he has repaired all kinds of cars for all kinds of drivers during 40 years in business. He has followed transmission trends from stick shifts to automatics and back to stick shifts. He has nursed hand throttles, automatic chokes, and fuel injectors. And just as Mike has kept up with changes in cars, he has adjusted to changes in drivers. Some complain about the slightest squeak, while others nurse the old buggy as long as it will stay on the road. Some know absolutely nothing about a car, others volunteer diagnoses whether they're right or wrong. Mike knows his customers and has concluded that drivers are like cars. All are similar, yet each is different. He might find outside validation for this in a survey I conducted to determine lifestyles and sex styles of 100 men, in this case business and professional men who have achieved success in their 35 to 50 years of life. Many had advanced degrees and all were affluent, with more than half earning at least $175,000 a year. 3/4 of them were married and had 2 or 3 children. 96% said they were heterosexual. 35% had had vasectomies. Most claimed some church attendance. 53% were Protestant, 21% Catholic, and 7% Jewish. They were assured that the survey would be confidential and that their personal results would be disclosed only to them. With anonymity and with nobody looking over their shoulders then, these gentlemen reported that they couldn't find much change in their sexual appetites and sexual prowess in the years since they were 25, that they enjoyed and encouraged oral sex with their wives or girlfriends, and that intercourse was still the best way to go, though for some it now took longer. Almost all of the men questioned were married or had been, and a third of those currently married admitted having sexual affairs. The number of extramarital partners ranged from 1 to an impressive, if incredible, 98. Apparently, they think marital fidelity is more essential for wives than for themselves, because 82% of the husbands thought their wives were faithful. Only one of these fellows acknowledged having lost all interest in sex, the others stayed keyed up. They rated appearance as the major attraction in the opposite sex, and the looks they were seeking out translated into breasts and buttocks, the formula that ignites fires in male imaginations. Here is what the study has revealed. Health. This was a healthy group. Most claimed health that was excellent or above average. Perhaps because they were feeling good, only 1/3 got annual physical examinations. Some only because their companies or their wives required them to. Another 1/3 went to a doctor only when they were sick, and a few said going to a doctor didn't do any good. None had had a heart attack. 2/3 exercised with some regularity, some vigorously, some languidly, and more than half said they maintained a healthy diet, had cut down on consumption of red meat, and had reduced salt intake in the past few years. Some, 13%, had high blood pressure, a possible cause of impotence, but only 4% took medication for hypertension. 1 in 4 reported a family history of diabetes, and 2/3 said the health problem they feared most was cancer. Drinking was out completely for 3 of every 10 respondents. More, 60%, drank 2 to 4 ounces a day, whether hard liquor, wine or beer, and 10% drank more than 4 ounces a day. Only 1 in 10 said he drank alcohol at a business lunch. Most, 88%, did not smoke cigarettes. Perhaps because they enjoyed good health, very few acknowledged being too tired to do things. In employment, almost all enjoyed positions with authority and were satisfied with their careers, and every single one, 100%, felt good about his future. Marriage. Just 5% of these men were single. The others were in various stages of matrimony. Married, 78%, divorced, 15%, or separated, 2%. Of those who were married, 72% had married once, 23% twice, and 5% 3 or more times. Most had 2 or 3 children. Most husbands judged that their lives with their wives were pleasurable, 44%, or very pleasurable, 44%. When asked in more specific terms, they offered these results, still generally favourable. Half reported a central satisfaction with life lived with their mates, and 19% said they vitally shared everything with their wives. But 12% conceded conflict or controlled tension, albeit discreet and polite. 9% admitted that marriage had dulled in middle age, and 7% acknowledged boring and routine marriages with emphasis on other things. Every husband said communication with his wife was important. The subjects most frequently mentioned were money, children, and use of leisure time. About 8 men in 10 said that they were comfortable discussing sex with their wives, and that conversation often starts in the kitchen. Each executive was asked to identify his best friend, and more than half named their wives. More than a third would go first to their wives for personal advice. Best friends were second, chosen by 22%. 1 man in 5 had considered divorce. Usually he was deterred because of the children. Fewer than half, 41%, of married men wore wedding rings. Extramarital affairs. 1/3 of these husbands acknowledged having had an affair. Specifically, 34% admitted having extramarital intercourse, 61% denied it, and 4% said it wasn't applicable, whatever that means. One bachelor said he was having an affair, presumably cheating on his girlfriend. Some, 17%, said they had patronized prostitutes in the previous 5 years. Answers to the fidelity question varied according to the respondents' number of marriages. Each was asked to respond to this question regarding his present marital relationship. Among once-married men, 40% acknowledged affairs. Among twice-married, 22%. And among the few married 3 or more times, 2/3 admitted having had affairs. Evidently, these fellows had given up on marriage as an institution. Asked how many other women they had had during their marriages, most husbands ranged between 1 and 5. About 20% said 1 only, but one prodigious fellow claimed to have slept with 98 women. Most of these fellows liked extracurricular affairs. 85% rated them pleasurable or very pleasurable. Were wives playing the same game? Presumably not. Only 10% of the husbands knew their wives were cheating, or thought they were, and 82% trusted their wives. Did the women know about their men? The conjecture among husbands was split, 50-50. Performance. Most men said they had sexual intercourse from 1 to 4 times a week. 1/3 said twice a week. Only 4% reported no sex at all during a week. When does all this happen? It appears that 10 o'clock on Saturday night is a poor time to call the boss. Saturday night is still the action night, cited by 43% of respondents, and 10 o'clock is happy hour, a choice of 45%. Other preferred days were Sundays and Fridays. The second favoured hour was the next morning. Who does the arousing? Men get things started, or think they do, on about 2/3 of all occasions. Men and women initiate sex together the other 1/3 of the time, but very seldom does a wife initiate sex herself. This arrangement seemed satisfactory to only about 60% of those surveyed. The rest said things might be better if wives initiated sex more frequently. Nearly all men surveyed, 92%, had performed cunnilingus, and most, 85%, enjoyed it. 3/4 of the men enjoyed fellatio, but only half of them thought their wives liked it too. Oral sex often served as a preliminary to intercourse. Once intercourse began, a substantial majority of the men, 93%, said they achieved orgasm every time or almost every time. The rest claimed orgasm about 3/4 of the time. About 1/4 of them, 23%, said they thought their mates climaxed 3/4 of the time. Twice as many men, 46%, surmised that their partners reached orgasm half the time. Half the men claimed they could climax in 2 to 5 minutes. A very few, 2%, said they had to work 15 minutes to half an hour. Most, 88%, had only 1 orgasm a night, but 10% said they could come twice. And a very few, 2%, asserted they could come 3 times. Some men conceded that it didn't always come out the way they'd have liked. More than half, 59%, admitted they had failed to achieve or maintain an erection at some point. The causes, in order cited, were being too tired, having too much to drink, or being with a new partner for the first time. A few men, 18%, admitted having a different problem, premature ejaculation. And, surprisingly, 15% said they had faked orgasm at one time or another. Men think and dream about sex. 84% of those surveyed do, at least. But our respondents reported that nocturnal erections and wet dreams became rarer as they grew older, and half of them said they didn't have wet dreams anymore. Lost youth. If these fellows answered their questions accurately, they hadn't lost a whole lot from their sexual prime back when they were 25 years old, but almost 2 to 1, they claimed it didn't take them any longer to get an erection now than it had at age 25, that they didn't require any more penile stroking to reach orgasm than in those heydays, and that the volume of ejaculate spurting from those erections was as much as it ever was. By 3 to 1, they claimed their penises got as stiff as before and stayed stiff during sex. The big admitted loss from those days of youth was rejuvenation. 3/4 conceded it did take longer to get another erection after orgasm than it once had. Practically every respondent said that he was easily or very easily aroused sexually, just as he had been at age 25. Half said sex was more enjoyable. The opposite was true for masturbation, for 75% said they masturbated less frequently than they had at age 18, although 6% said they masturbated more. Almost all men, 95%, claimed their erections were as big as they ever were and that they rose without pain. A few noticed that their penises would bend, and a few more, 11%, said they had ejaculated without erections. As a matter of fact, both occurrences are normal. Not that anything could be done about it, but each respondent was asked, just for fun, if he'd like to have a larger, more formidable penis. Given this choice, 1/3 of them said they'd like their erections another inch longer, please, and 1 in 4 would prefer another inch in circumference. Perhaps it is more significant that all of the others were satisfied with their present dimensions. Maybe that was because only 18% of the men thought their wives or girlfriends would welcome a larger erection, and only 18% hoped to encounter a tighter vagina. Something can be done about creating erections artificially. As described earlier, surgical implantation of penile prostheses can remedy the situation if natural erection fails. Half the men questioned said they would favourably consider such an operation if matters came, or didn't come, to that. These answers indicate that acceptance of artificial devices has increased significantly in the last several years. A few questions near the end of the lengthy survey, reached after the responding executives had put a good deal of time and thought into their answers, disclosed how much these fellows really were interested in sex. Dominating answers to a multiple-choice question about ways to improve sex life were appeals for more. More frequent intercourse, 64%. The partner should initiate sex more often, 40%. More frequent oral sex, 46%. And more spontaneous sex, 40%. Finally, the men were given a chance to get away from it all by checking off their favourite extracurricular activities. Sex was the second most popular activity, named by 16% of the respondents. Leading the list, the choice of 22%, was golf.